May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Many, if not all of us, are familiar with the gospel story this morning of the wee man Zacchaeus climbing the tree in order to see Jesus better. To me, the most important part of this story is a lesson in changing one's perspective. No doubt Zacchaeus had heard something of Jesus. Jesus, the miracle worker, Jesus, the one who did all sorts of amazing things. But Zacchaeus wanted to see for himself. He didn't want to be blocked by the crowd. He wanted to climb up higher so that he could get the very best view possible, so that he could see Jesus more clearly. Changing one's perspective quite often helps in our relationship with God and God as we know him in Jesus. Quite often we get stuck with looking at things in the exact same way, and we keep looking, expecting for things to be different. But if we just take the time or find the time to look at it in a different way, amazing things can happen. Now, if y'all didn't know this, the distance between down there and up here is about 8 to 10 degrees. So, sorry, it was either take off clothes or come down here. So we're talking about changing one's perspective, and the reality in that is sometimes those things come unexpectedly. This past week, I was given the opportunity to talk to 4 different groups on basically the same topic, and that was how faith evolves, how my faith evolves, how faith of a community evolves. And I used as an example and was urged to share this with the congregation about one of the most transforming moments in my life, in how I understood and how I related to God. In 1966, I was in the 7th grade, first year of what was then called junior high school. At the same time, my oldest brother, who was 9+ years older than I, decided that he wanted to join the Army, which made perfect sense. So he joined the Army, and as soon as he joined, he decided that he wanted to be a conscientious objector and refused to do what the Army told him to do and to train and be ready to go to Vietnam. He just said no. Well, the Army didn't take very highly to this. And what happened next was he was court-martialed. At that point, my parents disappeared and left me with my grandparents. They went down to Fort Benning to be there for the trial, and I was left alone, I thought. My parents abandoning me, my brother doing stupid stuff, everything was falling apart. Up to this point, my relationship with God had been pretty upbeat. There wasn't much in my life that had gone wrong. So it was easy to have a close relationship with God. But at this point, it all seemed to fall apart. I didn't know what to do. My friends were picking on me because they said my brother was a traitor. My grandparents tried their best. They didn't know what to do. My parents were gone. And for some reason, Walter Cronkite decided that because my great-great-uncle had been Secretary of the Navy, this was a story worth telling. So every night, I would come home from school after being picked on, sit with my grandparents in front of the TV, and see Walter Cronkite talk about my family and my brother. I was mad. I was mad at Walter Cronkite. Imagine that. I was mad at Walter Cronkite. I was mad at my brother. I was angry with my parents for leaving me. I was angry with my grandparents for not doing a better job of making everything okay. And I was mad at my friends for not understanding. But ultimately, I was mad with God. God, why would you let this happen to me? Not anybody else. God, why? Why did you allow this to happen to me at this time, at this place in my life? And I did not know how to express that. I certainly wasn't sure that God would understand my anger. I'd always been taught that I was supposed to trust that everything would be just hunky-dory. But I wasn't feeling it. The assistant in my parish at that time, Tom Midget, spent some time with me during this and really helped me understand that I wasn't much different than anybody else. And I certainly wasn't much different than Jesus, who on the cross felt that same abandonment, who felt that same fear. My God, why have you forsaken me? And he taught me that it was okay to be angry with God. That for me was transforming. But basically what it was climbing up that tree and looking at things in a different way. God continues to give us opportunities. Opportunities to peek out from behind the shrubbery. Opportunities to climb the tree and look at the world and our relationship with each other and with God in new and different ways. God continually shakes up our lives that we may see more clearly, and as we see more clearly, draw closer to Him. Thanks be to God, life isn't always as we expect it to be. Thanks be to God, we are given opportunities to see and to know and to love God in new and different ways. And thanks be to God, no matter what the perspective, God is always there. Life changes. The way we look at the world changes. But in the midst of it, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, is right there with us, feeling and hurting and questioning, right there by our side. Thanks be to God, we're all given that opportunity to see and to know God in different ways. Let us now share those with one another. Amen.